Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Game injuries. Jay Cutler did leave the game with a hamstring injury. Don't know any updates on that, but he did not return. Any questions?
John, was his right side, his shoulder, looked like he landed pretty hard on it. Was that ever, in doubt whether that was okay?
It's a hamstring.
John, do you any information? Is this a season-ending injury? Do you feel confident he'll be back at some point this year?
Yeah, like I mentioned, it takes a while to run tests. Our medical people will inform me, and then I'll inform you. But at this point, he's got a pulled hamstring.
John, what's your feeling of quarterbacks chasing after an interception?
I think they're competitors, and, guys do that. I don't care what position it is. You'd prefer they don't pull a hamstring or get injured. But I would by no means tell a guy not to compete.
What went wrong on the interception there?
Again, it happened pretty quick. It was a site adjustment. I'm not sure if we executed it exactly perfectly. We've not had a chance to meet and watch the tape. But obviously it was a good play for them, not so good for us.
What'd you think of Jimmy after he got in?
Anytime you put a quarterback in that's gotten, backup reps during the week, I think it's tough really for any position, and particularly quarterback. But all in all, I thought, he did the best he could, and that's all you can ask as a coach.
Penalties were a problem today. Where did that come from?
Oh, I think, downfield penalties were a huge problem, 170 yards worth of them. I think it's something we need to improve with, obviously. If you look at that game statistically, it doesn't speak to the score. I think when you have turnovers and kicking game exchanges, that's a factor. But a lot of things we have to clean up and fix.
You guys were really competitive there for a while in the first half. Jay played well. When he left the game, John, did you feel that maybe from a morale standpoint the team suffered?
Not really. I mean, it's a next man up mentality. We had some different guys rotate in and play. I think the quarterback, obviously with Jimmy not getting as many reps as the starter during the week, it's a little bit problematic. But, all in all, he stepped in and gave us a chance. We had opportunities later in the game.
John, what went into the decision to give Terrence Mitchell a run at the end in place of Kyle Fuller?
Well, I think, we're still evaluating. I mean, we evaluate every game as we march through the season. I think he took some reps on the right side, and I think he took some reps on the left side, we'll evaluate it and see where we are moving forward.
What do you think of Fuller's game?
I just know we gave up 170 yards in penalties on downfield throws, and it wasn't a mystery that we were going to see some of those.
John, who would have been a third quarterback today?
Say again?
Who would have been a third quarterback today?
That's a good question. I'll get back to you.
What was the most frustrating thing about the game today for you?
It kind of started off pretty frustrating, but I think our guys adjusted. We did have to kick more than a few more times to them, and we got better for that as it went. But we have a lot of work to do.
Coaching for a long time, what's the biggest challenge in getting everybody to bounce back when your quarterbacks are like this?
Well, it's all a challenge. Been there, done that. We were the team that was 0-4, won 11 of our next 12. It's not a prediction. It's just, we'll find guys that want to do it and can do it, and we'll get better moving forward.
John, offense had a couple sudden changes at the end of the half where you get back on the field with a short field.
Mm-hmm.
What stops you from getting in the end zone there, and how big was it that you couldn't get 7 in those situations?
I think you have to take advantage of those. I mean, we talked about that last week. It's red area. It's an area of the field that gets short. You have to execute even better. I think it'll be something we can learn and grow from. We did get in the end zone a little bit more consistently this week than last week. And, I think, with your starting quarterback out, maybe one of your starting receivers out, I think it gets a little more difficult. It's not an excuse. It's just reality.
How do you keep morale up after a loss like this?
Well, I mean, we get paid to do this. We get compensated pretty well. And, most everybody in there is classified as a professional. And, that's what professionals do. I don't worry about morale. We get paid to win.
Is the locker room pretty down right now, though? Is it?
I don't think they're joyous by any stretch, but I wouldn't expect them to be. But I think they'll come back, raring and ready to work hard tomorrow and next week to get better.